An impressive convoy of giant big rigs is sitting outside of the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History, and crews are carefully unloading some giant wooden boxes.
Coming out.
All of this, three truckloads of items, are connected to a tourist named Sue who's visiting Santa Barbara for the summer. In fact, she's actually in the boxes. Sue is a 42-foot-long, 12-foot-high Tyrannosaurus Rex. Museum President and CEO Luke Swetland says it's exciting to have a replica of the largest and best-preserved T-Rex in the world as the star of a new exhibition.
This is our 100th anniversary, so we've been doing centennial-themed things all year, and we thought, what a great way to really have a blowout summer. Bring a dinosaur, because the dinosaur is that thing that's fascinating to all of us. Little kids and big kids like you and I, Lance, we love dinosaurs.
The original Sue was owned by Chicago's Field Museum. She was found by paleontologist Sue Hendrickson in South Dakota in 1990, and that's why she's named Sue, even though they don't know if the T-Rex was male or female. The skeleton is too delicate to travel, so the museum painstakingly created a full-size cast model as well as supporting exhibits to tell the T-Rex story. Frank Hine is the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History's director of exhibits.
Typically, you don't tour the full-on bones of the animal because it would never make the trip. And so what the field did is they spent something like 33,000 hours of preparing and getting everything together to make the cast, to get it exactly right, prepare the skeleton, and put it on tour. To me, it's just a remarkable thing to get it so lifelike and so perfect. And you have to remember, you have to be able to set it up, take it down, set it up, take it down again. So the logistics of that alone are kind of crazy.
After 2 years of effort by the Santa Barbara Museum, they were able to book and plan the exhibition. Getting it here was no easy task. Its last appearance was in Nova Scotia.
It is one of the most unusual things. I mean, imagine packing something, a replica of a dinosaur that lived 67 million years ago. It took 30,000 hours to pack all of the parts, and now we're here.
Billy Lucas is with D.B. Schenker, the company which has moved Sue around the country for more than a decade. He says once they had her packed, it was a 7-day, 3,700-mile caravan to Santa Barbara. The museum's Frank Hines says it takes a full day to unpack the T-Rex and three more days to put her and the exhibition together.
She's in pieces right now. Mm-hmm. Is this like a giant IKEA kit? I mean, here's the instructions, and here's like 8,000 pieces?
A little bit. It's the skeleton, it's the assembly of the skeleton, plus it's all of the other pieces that go around. What's fantastic about the field, we have one guy who can just say, okay, this goes first, then that, then that.
As a team of 30 people works to unload the trucks, that guy who's been helping to put Sue together and take her apart for the last 15 years supervises closely. He's Mike Paha with the Field Museum.
It is a nice thing to be able to bring this to people where they can see it and understand the grandeur of it.
Director of Exhibits Frank Hine describes what people will see when Sue is reassembled and the other exhibitions which travel with her are in place.
When you enter the hall, there is a giant T-Rex skull on a turntable lit up. You get to see close up and personal. And then right behind that is Sue posed the way she would have as she hunted, which is actually not what they used to think. They used to think the tail dragged, and now it turns out scientists believe she uses it for balance. So as she moved and hunted, the pose that she's in is a very realistic. Throughout the entire Fleischmann Hall are different, we call them pods. They're just interactive stations and places where you can learn about how did she eat, how do the muscles work, everything you want to know about a T-Rex and dinosaurs in general.
The exhibition, which is officially called A T-Rex Named Sue, will open this holiday weekend on Saturday and run through September 11th at the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.